Welcome back. It was a futuristic vision of efficiency, or an Orwellian nightmare, depending on your point of view. The government had been planning two huge computer databases, one to store all of our personal identity information and the other our health records. Well, yesterday it backed down on compulsory inclusion in the medical records computer, and today we learned the ID card system is not quite going to be as it was first envisaged, as Keith Breen reports.
It may look like just a photo opportunity for journalists, but this was the Home Office firing what it called the starting gun for the National Identity Scheme. But as the noise of that dies down, you notice there's a U-turn too. The government's decided not to go ahead with one central database for the ID card scheme, the so-called clean system it had promised all along. Instead, the information will be stored on three existing computer systems to save money. The Home Office will store your biometric data, fingerprints, iris scans and facial recognition information. The Department for Work and Pensions will store your biographical footprint, the basic facts about you, name, address and date of birth. And the Identity and Passport Service will store details of card use, the issue and use of the ID card itself.
What the government is proposing is something far less secure and actually very hard to see how they're going to manage your control than the clean, new database, the National Identity Register, that they've been promising to Parliament from the very beginnings of introducing the Identity Cards Bill. What they're proposing is essentially to just designate pieces of data that are held in existing government databases that are mixed in with other bits of government data and saying, that's the register.
The Home Secretary wasn't giving interviews today, but did issue a statement. Doing something sensible is not necessarily a U-turn. We have decided it is lower risk, more efficient and faster to take the infrastructure that already exists, although the data will be drawn from other sources. Conservatives have said the move shows costs are out of control and criticised the Home Secretary for, they say, sneaking out the news in a written statement.
Well, I'm joined now by Dr. Edgar Whitley from the London School of Economics. He heads up a research project into the ID card scheme. So explain to me first, what difference does it actually make to you or me whether or not the government uses a whole new computer database for this or builds it on top of an existing one?
Well, I think one of the most important differences is that the original plans for the brand new database was going to have the security built in from the very beginning, because having all of your personal details, your biometrics, etc., is a very important thing that needs to be kept secure. The current plans seem to involve using existing databases, which is a little cheaper to do, but there's no guarantee that the security will be built in from the very beginning, and adding on security to an existing database is often a recipe for more problems than it would actually solve.
But even if you build it completely from scratch, is there really any such thing as a safe and secure database?
No, and that's one of the problems with the whole basis of the design that the government has, in whether it's over three databases or one database. It's still putting all of the data in one particular location. It was interesting with the proposals for the children's database that the details of the Prime Minister's children, celebrities' children, would not be stored there because, well, there might be a security risk. And yet, all of our data is intended to be put onto these now three databases rather than one database.
The other thing that people get concerned about is whether or not the information that's going to be held about them is incorrect, because we know there are mistakes already in existing government records. Does doing it the way they're proposing today mean it's more likely that mistakes will be transferred into our ID cards?
Well, that's the bit that's really not clear. They talk about using existing government databases, for example, from the Department of Work and Pensions, but the Department of Work and Pensions, for example, has more national insurance numbers than there are people in the country. So using existing data is not necessarily a great way forward, because the data is not clean, there are errors, it was not put in as carefully, and that was why the previous plan said we'll build it from scratch with a completely clean database.
When do you think any of us might actually have an ID card in our wallet?
Well, politically, at least two people will have a card by 2009, because they talk about cards and 2009. Beyond that, slowly, possibly from 2010, if everything goes well. But once again, the government is rushing for political timetables rather than thinking through what really needs to be done to build efficient identity management for the country.
Edgar Whitley, thanks.